I've traced a hell of a lot of the rock and roll, Little Riffs and things back to Les Paul, Chuck Berry, Cliff Gallup, and all those. So it's all there in Les Paul. But then he was influenced by Reinhardt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Definitely.
But I haven't heard a lot of the records. I can't get my hands on the records of Les Paul, the really Les Paul Trio and all that stuff.
Yeah,
Big Eye Gal and all those. Guitar Boogie and things. I like to, just can't get them.
Huh.
But I've got all the Capitol LPs in there.
Yeah,
but
new ones with him and the Chet Atkins.
Oh, God.
It's been kind of a fact. It won that.
Yeah, Grammy.
Yeah, because I knew Jeff, Jeff adores him.
Yeah.
He's
definitely the... it's just the father of it all, really, isn't he? Multi-tracking and everything else. Gosh. If he hadn't been there, wouldn't be anything, really.
On Black Mountain Side, there's like more than one track there.
No.
One guitar?
Yeah. Sorry, there's an overdub in the middle.
Yeah.
Just a few notes and things, but nothing really spectacular.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
It's just, no, it's basically, it's all one. Across. Taking. Like a Baroque.
Yeah. Thing. That was really incredible. Basically, what I want to do for just a little bit is just kind of go through each album and talk about, and then go back to some general stuff if you don't mind.
Alright.
Communication Breakdown sounds like it's coming out of like a little shoebox, a guitar, like it's just, it's really incredible. I mean, I'm just wondering, how it was done. And just,
well, it's the same setup again, but it was just, it was done in, I put it in a small room.
You did?
Little tiny vocal booth type thing. And mic'd it from a distance. And you see, there's an old, very old recording maxim which goes, distance makes depth. Which a lot of the, which I really feel, I've used that hell of a lot on recording techniques with the band generally, not just me. And the whole, you always used to see them close miking amps, just putting a microphone in front. But I'd have a mic right at the back as well. And then, balance the two and get rid of all the phasing problems. Because really you shouldn't have to use any EQ in the studio if the instruments sound right. It should all be done with the microphones. But see, everyone's got so sort of carried away with EQ ports that they forget that. And the whole science of microphone placing is, there aren't too many guys that know it. And, I'm sure Les Paul had a lot. He must have obviously been well into that. Well into it. So were all the early, records, not record music. It was only like one mic, two mics in the studio.
Right. A friend bought the Zeppelin album. So I listened to this band Zeppelin, I listened to the song Communication Break, and I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And he said everything,
And he stamped the wah-wah onto the control. Right, locomotive.
That's incredible. What kind of, like your solo one, I Can't Quit You Baby, it's kind of like, can you remember it, can you recall it?
Yeah.
Just kind of like,
there's a few mistakes in it, but it doesn't make any
difference. Okay, that's nothing I want to ask you about.
I'll always leave the mistakes in. I can't help it.
The song is an A.
Yeah.
And toward the end of your thing, it goes A to B flat, and it sounds like you go into like two bars or something before like the rest of the band, and the rest of the band comes in. Is that true? Like towards the end of your solo?
What, timing wise? The timing's right. It might sound wrong. And it's, no, it's not like, I shouldn't use that word. I'm never wrong, it's just I'm not right. No, it's the timing's all right on it.
But it's like
it just sounds off.
Yeah.
But it is right if you count it.
It is?
Yeah.
Incredible, I thought it was really amazing.
But there isn't, there's notes, a mistake on one of them, there's notes, two of them.
Are there?
Yeah, I think.
On that song?
Yeah, I think so, if I remember rightly. But it doesn't, you know, the thing is, you've got to be reasonably honest about it. You know. It's like the film track album, you know, it's, there's no editing really on that.
The live album?
Yeah. I prefer to call it a soundtrack album, really. Because
okay.
It was. It wasn't like the best concert, playing-wise at all. But it was the only one with the celluloid footage. So there it was, you know. The thing is, it was all right. It was just a performance, you know. It's as bad as it is, sort of thing, as it was. But it wasn't one of those little sort of magic nights. But then it wasn't a terrible night, you know. So for all its mistakes and everything else, it's a very honest film. But rather than just trailing around for a tour with a recording mobile truck, waiting for the magic night, it was just there you are, take it and leave it, you know.